I won't make you stay there. Would you turn to Ephesians, the fifth chapter? Ephesians, the fifth chapter, the sixth chapter, one more down, sixth chapter, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, and with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all the saints. At my work, we have a thing called PPE, and anybody who's worked in any kind of industrial situation probably has heard the term, acronym, personal protective equipment. Personal protective equipment. And we get all kinds of safety meetings that tell us what kind we're supposed to wear for what kind of task, and you know, you got to have steel toes, and you got to have your air breathing apparatus on if you're going in certain situations, in a hard hat and so on and so forth. But when we have these classes, they usually show us some pretty horrible things. They show us some terrible stuff, you know, that's happened to people. And then as time goes by, you kind of forget those terrible things, and you've done these tasks time and time again, and pretty soon you're like, well, I'm okay. I don't quite need all that business. I don't need all that stuff. I'll get away with it. And then the boss has to fill out the dreaded report of injury. And you've been named in this report where you've hurt yourself, and it was because of laziness or disregard for the rules. You decided to do your job without your protective equipment. And I think that in our spiritual lives, as we see the world around us and all the horrible things that go on and all the terribleness around us, we kind of start to go, well, you know, I'm not that bad. I don't really need all that armor because I'm not that person. I'm not that horrible thing. I'm not that murderer or that thief or that whatever it is, that sin. And we start laying down our protective equipment. We start setting aside our helmet of salvation. And we say, well, if I just keep my breastplate of righteousness, I'll protect my heart. And then, you know, everything else is okay, right? No, it doesn't say that. It says you need to put it all on. You need to put it all on every day when you get up. Because that time where you say, I can manage this on my own. I don't need all that other business. I don't need that stuff that to us, I guess, we've seen enough movies and history that we know what it is. Now, these folks here, they knew exactly what it was. They were occupied by Romans. These guys were marching through their town. They were telling them what they could do. They knew what a soldier looked like. They knew what all that stuff was for, because they could defeat everybody with this stuff on. Because who could stand against them when they had all this stuff? And they would march in ranks and come forward, which all this stuff, if you notice, is for forward. It's not for turning around and running, which is the other thing we have to do every day, is get up and meet the enemy. I can't turn my back on the enemy, otherwise I'm exposed. I have to meet them face on. We can't lay down our armor, because then those little things is what the devil starts to use. The little things is what the devil starts to injure us with, slowly, because you didn't have your armor on. And we have to stand up every day and put it on. Now, for us, like I say, this is strong stuff. I mean, as far as we don't see a guy walking around in this kind of stuff, this kind of outfit. It's coming up on Halloween, so you might. But really, who is he saying to put on? Is he really literally saying we need to put this bulky stuff on every day? Because if you look at these things, who is it? It's Christ. You have to get up every morning and put on Christ, because he is the one that will keep you safe from the evil one. And the other part about this is it's not against flesh and blood. Sometimes you read this armor stuff and you go, "Ooh, boy, these are some bad people out there. This is going to protect me from these bad people." The devil can use anything, anybody. We've talked in small groups about some things that challenged us this week, and Doug brought up a fourth grader, I believe it was, challenged his patience. Could the devil have used a fourth grader to make Doug sin? Sure, he could have, if he hadn't had his armor on. He just sent the kid out of his presence. Be gone! No. But we need to put on our spiritual, personal protective equipment every day. And that's Christ. Christ is who we have to put on. And, you know, if anybody hasn't put him on, we need to do that. And there's no special time. Sometimes we talk about invitation. And it doesn't have to be an invitation. It could be any time. You can make a phone call. You can put on Christ. They went out the same hour of the night and did it. Put on Christ in baptism. If you're having trouble getting your armor squared away, we can help. That's what we're for. That's what this body is for. To encourage one another every day to get up and put our armor on. To get up and go out and meet the enemy, which is not people, it's the devil. Evil. People is who we want to be interested in. People is who we want to not meet with a sword and chop them up with the gospel. We want to say, what does it say the gospel is? The gospel of peace. That's kind of not what you think about when you think about a sword, right? I got it wrong now. The word of God is the sword of spirit, but still the word of God. And we don't want to chop people up. We want to show them God through Christ. We need to show them God through Christ in our life. And if we're fitted properly and our stuff is all working and we're putting it on every day, then the devil can't hurt us. Because we have the defender on our side. We have the one that can extinguish all this stuff. Resist the devil and he'll flee you. You don't even have to fight. God's going to take care of it. But if there's anybody who needs to take care of that tonight, we can do it when we sing this song.